Well, Congressman Charles Rangel is declaring victory after a bitter primary with State Senator Adriano Espaillat in a vote that sharply divided the district along racial lines. By midnight, 99.6% of votes had been counted, and Rangel was ahead 47.4% to 43.6%. And though the Associated Press had not called the race, Rangel declared victory. WNYC's Bridget Bergen was at Congressman Rangel's headquarters in Harlem, and she joins us now. Good morning, Bridget.
Good morning.
So the results indicate Rangel did slightly better than last time. Why do you think that is?
If you talk to Congressman Rangel himself or anyone from his campaign, he would say simply, he actually campaigned. In 2012, the congressman was just coming off some serious health issues, and he didn't really mount any serious challenge. This time around, he was out there on the stump. He had supporters with him. He really made a serious effort and tried to run a real campaign.
Now, last night, it was kind of a bizarre scene when he came down to address his supporters before the results were in. Here's a little clip of what was almost an hour-long chat with his supporters.
So the question was to leave all of you down here sweating it out while we were upstairs separate from you sweating it out. I said, what the heck? Let's all sweat this one out together.
So, Bridget, why did he do that?
Well, I think he said it. He said he it was a victory speech that he took an hour to give. He thanked every supporter who was, you know, had endorsed him. And when he heard that all of his friends and supporters were downstairs in the gymnasium at Taino Towers, which is where his party was, and he was in an apartment up above, he thought, well, why don't I go down there and be with all of my supporters? And so he came down, and as the results came in and as the numbers continued to trend in his favor, the crowd started to cheer. There were so many people standing on the stage with Congressman Rangel, the stage broke the middle of his speech. No one was hurt.
Oh, okay, no one was hurt. That's good. Adriano Espaillat has not conceded yet. What's his future?
As you said, he's not conceded, and his campaign sent out a brief statement around 1 in the morning saying every vote needs to be counted, pointed to the lessons of 2012. At this point, most of the outstanding votes are likely to be absentee ballots, and the Board of Elections won't start counting those until next Tuesday. That's because they could be postmarked until midnight yesterday, and then those ballots are still going to be coming in the mail. Some of those ballots will be overseas and military ballots, so the board won't start counting them until they have all of them. But the pressure is on Senator Espaillat. If his supporters start to tell him to concede, that will add pressure. And also, while he said that he does not plan to run for state senate, if he changes his mind, the deadline for filing those petitions to get on the primary ballot for that election, which is in September, is fast approaching.
Now, the district was sharply divided along racial lines in the vote. African American areas going for Rangel, and mostly Dominican areas for Espaillat. Did Rangel address that at all?
He spoke to reporters afterwards and said he wants to immediately start bringing the district together, but also took a shot at Senator Espaillat, saying that whoever does eventually succeed him must, quote, represent the whole district and not just part of the district. If you want to see really how this race broke down, I urge you to go to WNYC's results page. John Keefe and the data news team did a fantastic map that shows how the results came in and where. It's really worth taking a look at.
And is this Charlie Rangel's last race?
The question of the day. This is what Congressman Rangel told us when we asked him that last night.
I told my wife this morning, and I could hardly believe that I said it because it wasn't thought out. But I say, honey, this is the last time I will be voting for me.
So a very happy Congressman Rangel certainly is saying it's his last time. His wife, Alma, who was there, said she wants to go to Paris, and they're hoping to buy tickets very soon. She was asked if they were going to buy them today. The congressman said, well, not today, but soon.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Bridget.
Thank you.
WNYC's Bridget Bergen. You can see maps again of the vote for all of these races on our website, WNYC.org. You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC.